Smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, and being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved, oh, my beloved, without any words before I ever existed. You are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain and smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, and being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. My beloved, without any words before they ever existed, you are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and and sunshine and rain and all, singing out for God unspeakable joy. Oh, its heart beating in the same way that oh, hearts are beating in the same way. Oh, hearts are beating in the same way, in the same way. Oh, yeah, yeah, da, da, baby. Da, 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 da. Same thing.
Wonderful.
Love.
That's just one of my favorite songs of all time. It's a song, it's a chant, it's from the heart. You wrote it, it fits you, it fits the Sangha. It's just a wonderful, 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 wonderful piece of music. One of my favorites of all time, as you know.
Yes, I
Ask you to sing it so many times. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Primo.
it's an honor.
Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai. Sacha Sangha Ki Jai. It's cold here in France. Ooh. Some people call it fresh. Well, that's true. It is fresh. Very cold fresh. Yep. So there we are. There's something that's been crossing my awareness for the last week. And that is that when two things, it has to do with doubt, liberation from doubt, and at the times when you are most challenged, that you apply what you've come to realize. And you won't realize through doubt. Now, you may have some doubts about some things that need to be cleared up. That's not a problem. But when you apply doubt and apply doubt and apply doubt as to what do you require to lay this aside? Why to bother with doubt or doubtlessness at all? And at least in my own experience, I find that when I have applied doubt in my life, it meant to me, it may not mean to you, it meant to me that I had little faith in myself, in what my master was displaying through our time together. I don't quite understand doubt. I'm not sure where just putting these extraordinary awarenesses that are always within you, that are always true to you, that always bring you to a deeper insight. Why you would fear them, why you would, or you meaning the broad you. If it fits, good. If it doesn't fit, then also you must know whether this fits you or not. And some of it likely will, and some of it likely won't. What would you require? You see, it's all again this mental kind of projecting. What would you require to? So that which is really, we'll say, true. in you. True is a shifty word because, well, it's true that the sun comes up in the morning. It's true that the stars come out at night. It's true that the autumn leaves fall. It's true that the snow falls in the winter. And rarely, rarely on a hot day in August. So there are some truths. Actuality. I like the word actuality. I feel it pinpoints. But let's go for these really fine qualities in you that truly serve and when we are challenged for whatever, to lay down our self-importance because it gets in the way. That's why. Because it gets in the way. That's why. To have full faith in whatever is happening is happening. And then you can proceed once you see that what is happening is happening. And the fearlessness to explore what you have asked for and have received. So when the big challenge comes, we use terms like faith and we use terms like love and patience. And they all have meaning. And yet they're only words until it is the footing of your life. So we get to know so much. We know so much, we know, we know, we know. When we are truly challenged, the yogi, which you are, means one who is seeking. Don't freak out over the word seeking or should. Let's let our language be whatever it is. Seeking means I am discovering within myself what is true to me and to all beings. So we have a new definition for that. Should means this might be the way to go. Looks like. So, what does it take? What is required for when we face the challenge, we know the sharp edge that'll cut right through it. We walk through it. We're more skilled than ever because we're applying our skill. And we see how these great teachings, which are pointing always to what is within us always. How they serve us in our life. And we don't set them aside or think, well, some other time, well, this is too inconvenient to see through these eyes right now. I go back to Dawn, my son, Donnie. You put her out, Sri. Thank you. I'm waiting for the dog to go out so that she doesn't bark over our satsang. I don't know where Sri went. I don't know where the dog went. Come on back in. Mm-hmm. I go back to Donnie, Don, I call him both all the time, and his passing. And I go back to Maharaji when one of his disciples, who he had some vision as to where that disciple would go, passed away very young. And Indra said something the other day about, I said, well, Maharaji locked himself in a room for 3 days. He did. And he was weeping. Mm-hmm. Maharaji understood very well the passing of everything in life because it's impermanent. And Indra said, well, people expect a lot out of Maharaji. And I looked at what Indra was saying, and it's true that Maharaji and myself, we both care to some degree that, I mean, to the total degree in terms of being true to ourselves, which means true to you, to some degree about what people care about, not much. So the tears are genuine, and I can't imagine that Maharaji, I know I wouldn't, but I can't imagine that Maharaji would try to be anything other than what he was, is. Sad, sad, happy, happy. Hardship, hardship. Joy, joy. Always peaceful inside. Always. So I applied what Indra said to myself. And actually, I'm not going to stand up for anyone in terms of, I have to be like this so that you will see that it is like this. You see that it is like this. I sometimes can be your inspiration, but mostly you are your own inspiration. This is very important. So neither Maharaji nor I would stand up and be what was expected of us as to how we really are. And I sense that that would never happen, that somebody would conduct or rule our lives and say, I expect you to act like this. And then we go, oh yeah, we would. We may do it for someone, but that would be our choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're choiceless in the sense that we can only love. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think that you know what love is, you got a long way to go, just this far into the heart. But as long as you define love as a giving or a taking, a bigger or a less, more for this one than that one, that's not true. That's just not true. And, last week when Prema was singing the blessing song, my heart was just breaking. And I know that that was centered on Don's passing. But as I looked at it through the week, I'm not sure. It's still centered on Don's passing, but I'm not sure what else entered that, because I remember weeping before when she sang this song. It had a different tone. It had a "your son has passed away" tone. But there was something about just blessing everyone that is so heart-touching. And everything, and not to minimize, understand this is not to minimize one little bit. Everyone passes. Everything passes. This is an impermanent realm. And I was talking to Madhu the other day. We were sitting and so impermanent is this realm. And when you come to see it and you come to accept it, even the pain of the passing of someone you love is clear. No blame, no sorrow as a person would implement sorrow through things like, oh, it should not have happened, too young, how could it dare happen? How would this? It happens because it happens. That's how it happens. A yogi always goes to the fine root and understands everything from there. And then if the emotion comes, it's genuine and it's painful and it's beautiful. And it's hard and it's sweet. And still, so we go back to the beginning of the satsang. It's still what you have come to see. We do not just throw it away because we are challenged. Oh, now it doesn't apply what I have come to see. But do you come to see it? This is the point. Or do you just think you know it? And if you think you know it, that's a very good start. But you must, if you feel to, if you are inclined to, if you are somewhat, well, I'll use the word, if you are passionate with curiosity about the self nature of all beings, and you don't attempt to adjust existence as to the way you think it ought to be, because it's not that way. It is what it is. And everything that comes out of that vision of simplicity and being as it is truly genuine, authentic, as some people are using the word, the authentic self. So at no time do the great wisdom teachings, which are always within you, at no time do they not apply. And you will be tested to see how clear you are with them. And you can't, you just can't be positioned or false. Everything comes, joy comes, tears come. The fact that everything in this existence is constantly in a flow. So let's go back to Madhu and myself in that conversation. When you will pay attention, you will see that the impermanence is so speedy The Jerry will never adjust his glasses or rub his eye in the same way ever again. It's gone. Period. The Prima will never sing the same song, even she sings the same song again and again and again and again. It is gone. Every word that I am speaking is forever gone. That's how impermanent it is. Where does it go? I cannot say. It's very beautiful what you discover. It's extremely beautiful. And fearfulness, this idea that I'm afraid to open my heart. Just the sound of those words are to me like, really? So create fear around maybe thinking that somebody will take advantage of you, somebody is better than you, somebody knows more than you, whatever. Because really, when you discover the slightest beauty of your self nature, you'll see that none of that matters. There's nothing to uphold. And there we go back to Maharaji and I. Maharaji crying, weeping for Santosh, who passed away. Shantimaya weeping for her son's passing away. And yet, the eye of the impermanence and knowing that everything is exactly as it is, period. Never leaves the awareness. And one is at peace. Peace is bliss. I want to add one more point to this, what we are speaking of here. If you think, you meaning the broad you, if it fits, then good. If it doesn't fit, then good. If you think you know the result before the discovery, you're going to be sorely disappointed. If you think that you have to see bright lights to envision God within all things, some people do. And yet, every bud on the tree that is forming throughout the forest is itself God, and nothing needs to change for you to see that. It doesn't have to sparkle. It doesn't have to appear and disappear and be enwrapped with what you think love is. It is as it is, and it's always true. Always. Regardless of what your experience is. So to envision what you have to be spiritual, is counterintuitive. Or what somebody else has to be, that's always a good one. Somebody else has to be like this. They need to be like this. Without looking inside and saying, I am that I am. I have no idea what that means. And yet, there's nothing truer that I could say and expound upon this experience, which is called life on earth. Don't know what it means. I'm not looking for meaning. I'm not looking for anything. I know what my master has shown me is true through my experience, not through just knowing. Just knowing is really good, by the way, but let's not leave it there. So when somebody like Donnie or Maharaji's experience passes, someone who's very dear to you, someone who you love with all of your hearts, a relative, somebody who is so close to you, it is as it is. Blessings. There is peace in my heart. Thank you, Maharaji. Thank you, God. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Sangha. Thank you, life. And nothing can be pushed away or delude the actuality of what is. So there's no grandstanding for you. I'm like this and I'm so, not at all. And even if you ask me to be so, I wouldn't. I'm not interested in what you want me to be. I'm interested in what you discover about yourself. And if you're not interested, I'm not interested either. I'm only interested when you're interested. I'm only excited about what you discover when you're excited about what you discover. So, Gayatri.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, namaste. See, that namaste is gone forever. Where did it go? Where did that namaste go? Where did Jerry's rubbing of the eye go? Where does it go? Where does it go? It's never going to occur ever again in all of creation. This breath is gone. This moment's finished. It is so fluid that the yogis come to see that it's never existed. That's very deep.
Very deep.
Yeah. Go ahead, Gayatri, please.
Where did it go? The yogis come to know that it never existed.
Not in the way that we think it does, that's for sure.
Okay. Shanti Mai, when you opened the satsang, you were talking about doubt. And you have talked about doubt to us a number of times.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm not exactly clear on the doubt you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not clear on that either. So that's very interesting what you say, Gayatri. I can give you some examples, but I would say that for anyone who has this, oh, well, I don't know, you know, does God exist? I don't know if God exists or God it doesn't exist. To Shanti Mai, it's evident that everything is what she would call God. Oh, I doubt that this love will bring me to, I doubt that it'll bring me money. I doubt that, you know, it's just the standing in standing in the way of oneself is what I mean to say, Gayatri. Let's take Dale, for instance, without saying a thing about Dale.
Yeah.
Either you have Either you have faith in possibility or you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it doesn't fit you, don't search it out. If this is not for you, don't search it out. Because there was a lot in there for you. But my sense is that it is for you because you asked the question.
Yeah. I was just curious as to... I was just curious as to what you were talking about in relation to doubt. And
well, I'm always talking on a multi-perceptive field because I'm talking to 100 people.
Yeah, for sure.
So how they perceive that, each and every one of them, may be something different.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because the teachings are, it is what it is. I mean, that's the ultimate view. It's more than a belief, really. I mean, it just is.
Right. And that's so wonderful because that is what I would lay my prayer upon.
Yeah.
I would lay my prayer upon that realization because I am dear to prayer. I'm dear to speaking to the universe from my heart, having my heart have that kind of language into itself, nature. It is as it is. It will always be as it is as it is. I pray for the well-being and the peace of everyone. And whatever it is, it is. And I don't even like the idea. Well, whether I like the idea or not doesn't really matter, but I don't like the idea of having to accept everything. You know, we're going to have to kick our butts and mature out of some of this nonsense talk. Some of this spiritual kindergarten stuff. I have to accept, I can't accept. There's one of those little doubts for you. Oh no, I can't accept. Well, you're accepting that you can't accept, aren't you? So, it's getting oneself out of the way, getting one's ideas out of the way, and just breathing in existence. Joy is from within. Peace is bliss. We know that from you live at the ocean. We know that from watching a sunrise. Listening to the roar of the water coming in and out of the shore. It's rejuvenating, it's beautiful, it's evident of the existence of, I don't know what or who or how, but what I would call God. Everybody can approach that as they will. That I can touch Jerry's leg while I'm sitting next to him. Or touch his back is already with love in my hands. Is already it's just an amazingly subtle and beautiful experience. I am beyond whatever I may experience, and I am all that I experience, and I am drops into silence. And then fear drops into silence, and pushing away drops into silence, and needing to be the most important person in the room drops into silence. And a person is so equanimous in their experience that everyone derives peace from them. If they derive anything.
Yeah.
What do you have to say there?
Well, my experience is that, my mother has always said to me, it is what it is.
Yes.
For very, very many years. I mean, she has passed away now, but that was one of her greatest sayings. So I had heard that from, you know, a long time ago. So it's not an acceptance really, although it relieves your emotions.
Yes, and it relieves resistance.
Yes, and it's also a beautifully detached perspective as well. When I say beautifully detached, it's all the beautiful qualities are within that detachment. But there we are. There I am in the midst of it all, and it is what it is.
And it is what it is, and that's what's happening, and that's how we move with it and through it and see it for what it is. And are fundamental to our experience, and when we are fundamental to our experience, it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to fit our idea of the way it should be.
Well, a lot of things don't make sense.
That's right.
The world doesn't make sense.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, thank you, Shanti Mai. I just wanted to talk to you about the doubt you were talking about.
Well, I'm always speaking on a multi level delivery because I'm speaking to so many people at once.
Yes.
So I can't, or maybe I can. I don't know. I'd have to evaluate that, take a look. But I would consider that most of the time it's simply said, it takes effect, it's seeded, or it goes away because it doesn't fit. And it may mean 100 different things in 100 different people's lives.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you
very much.
Thank you,
Shanti. Namaste. Gandharvi.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
I'm very happy that I joined in this satsang. All what you brought in at first, and there are so much points which touching me very deeply. I live since 2 weeks here with my mother. She is in a state passing. And all what you said is very helpful for me. The fluidiness of the moments, what you said, and that I can understand this, and that some very beautiful moments there are, but also very hard moments.
Well, there's going to be hard moments and there's going to be good moments. And that's been going on since you came out of your mother's womb, your body anyhow. There's always these ups and there's always these downs. And I think the passing of a parent or a child is a very powerful or a relative of any sister or brother, cousin. I don't know. It would only depend, so to speak, upon how close you are, because a friend can be a brother and sister and like that. But when you're watching the impermanence take hold and the person will disappear, it's very, very deep in love. That experience brings forth, that is what is life. I would pretty much for myself leave that alone and not go into this or that or this or that. And I have with Don. I've been looking over his life, but it has to float like a wave on the ocean. It can't be stuck, because why? Well, whatever good or not so good that you can imagine about somebody else's life, which you really don't know, you can do nothing about the past. That's marvelous, because how you resolve the past is to be present in the moment in your heart. And love actually dissolves karma. Karma is action. It dissolves it. You will not have a reaction once you go into the state of love. And it can be very hard. And it can be very wonderful. It's just such a mix, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful time, and such a hard time, and such a beautiful time. Particularly with Don, I've had a mother pass and a father pass and like that, but particularly with Donnie, to watch him disappear, it's amazing. I say it kind of like loving him away, but never gone. Yeah, these bodies are not who we are. Yes. And yeah, actually, we have been not here before. We've already been what we call dead. That's true. And just in 1945, this body was not here. But the spirit of who I am, as you are, has never not been. and life lives. Life lives upon that, or through that, or rooted in that, inseparably. So it is what it is, and we move through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's up to us to die of anything other than love, to let our identities as a body, as an idea, as a person who thinks like this, who is like this, this persona. Persona means mask.
Mm-hmm.
Let that die away too. And then everything is very evident. Mm-hmm. Very evident.
Yeah.
So your feelings are genuine. Let them be.
Yeah. Thank you, Shanti Mai.
Oh, you're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Gabrielle and Matt?
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste.
Well, the question you asked, like, when push comes to show, when we're really challenged, if we stick to what we came to see and to experience and to know, that was question that was asked, I was asked, and when I looked at it, I just could say, I cannot imagine that I would leave that path, but I don't know.
No, you know, you're not going to leave that path, period.
Okay.
Period.
Good. I'm happy to take that. That's yeah. The feeling I did
absolutely
have.
And all of the little foibles and the little mistakes and the little errors are part of it, and good. You are going to remain true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I absolutely hear you.
I know you do.
And so I wanted to add what was required for me to hear you. And what I can say is that I did need your guidance to have the experience I'm talking from now, and to really what allowed me to trust and follow that guidance was that I knew at any point, if I would say no to a view you present, you would totally accept that.
Yes, of course.
And that was the one part. And the other part was that I knew I would have the courage to say no if I felt I needed to say no. And I think that's what I needed to completely let go of doubt.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to add is, in my upbringing, doubt and critique were very much valued. And that's particularly out of the German history. Like, I was born a few years after we came out of a disastrous war that was happening because people were trusting where they were not supposed to trust. And
yeah.
So there was a lot of idealism also in the German people that was misled, and they allowed it to happen that way. But still, as critique and doubt were not allowed in those years, the people started, when they came out of it, they valued it very much. And it felt like safer. And
well,
I think,
go ahead.
So I just wanted to bring that in as an answer why people would hold on to doubt.
I don't, it's fine if they do. It's fine
yes.
if they
and, and
I'm just bringing up to cover wisdom with ignorance is ignorance. What else to say? And you know, the whole world is our stomping ground and our learning. It's a little university here, and we come clear of all of this, all of the happenings of the world. As a matter of fact, it's gone. And a yogi really cannot live in the world as the world is. In the world, but not of it. You just cannot live as the world is. You live in a state of self-discovery. And you leave the world to the world. And that's where everyone is learning, eventually, self-discovery. And we are literally leaving this planet as we live on it. This is an impermanent realm. This is not a place to get attached to. If you get attached to the world, you're going to be torn up, shredded. You are not of this world.
Yes.
You can be of the earth. Your body is of the earth. You're of.
And I think it's very important that this does not contradict that we can love the planet and all that is that we experience in that world.
The earth is much different than the world. I spell world WHIRLD or ED. I just take the E out. WHIRLD. That means that's what it means. And the earth is something quite different. The earth is the mother of my body. The earth is my food. The earth is everything that I could possibly. Well, the earth is my experience. And the world is much different. The world of people and their ideas and some of them are really good. Some of them are really marvelous. Some of them are really wonderful. We can't toss it out. But it's rare that anyone in the world would accept that this is an impermanent experience and that death is inevitable every day. Within every breath. So I myself really enjoy to the max razor sharp, edgy spirituality, which really brings you around to see things as they are. I don't like to fool around. And the foundation to that is a profound, unexplainable, undefinable love.
Yes.
And nature is the greatest of all masters. And you are wonderful.
Oh, yes. Can I bring up another question?
Okay.
That is, when you talk about before also about nature. And so maybe you can go back to that at some other time, but in the Bhagavad Gita on the fifth chapter, there is this passage, it's the verse 15, where Krishna says the belief that in nature you can find God is a wrong.
Oh, that's, There's no place that I ever saw that at all. I don't know what translation you're reading, but I absolutely do not accept that.
I'll send you the...
You don't send it to me. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely incorrect.
Well, that's what I feel, yes.
And in a Bhagavad Gita, never talks about God, ever. Mm-hmm. No. Only talks about Krishna, only talks about Arjuna, only talks about the nature of existence. Your translation is not good.
Okay.
What's the reason? It's not. Somebody said the other day, as I said in the it's probably a good translation a lot. I would not say that overall, I don't care what anybody thinks, God is not mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita other than Krishna. Maybe Brahman, but there's no word for God. I said the other day, somebody wrote and said something about, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, pleases God. Nowhere in the Bhagavad Gita does it say anything about pleasing God. Don't look at your translation and tell me what it says. I don't accept. I'm not interested in your translation. The moment it says that you cannot see God in nature, that's not true.
It says
it's not okay. True. Because it's not my experience. I'm not counting on anybody telling me what my experience is. Come on. I don't just follow words. I dig deep into my experience to see what it is for me. And what it is for me can be what it is for others, but there is a fundamental teaching that it is right for everyone. One is love. I don't want to know. Okay, so anything else?
Okay, no, it's beautiful. That was my feeling too when I read that. I thought, well, that's not my experience and it doesn't feel right. And so I'm glad that you confirmed that. And
well, you don't need anybody to confirm your experience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you don't need anybody's translation to confirm your experience. Absolutely incorrect. So if someone can lead you and your eyes to the possibility, then it's up to you. It's not up to the words of someone who's translating, even in Sanskrit or anything. You have to find it inside yourself. And you could not, your confirmation, I think, is really important, but you don't need it because it is your experience. And that we have the same experience and we can see through the same eyes is wonderful. But, and I also love confirmation, but you absolutely do not need it. Why? Because you just had that experience. That's why.
True.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm still on your Bhagavad Gita. I totally disagree. But because I disagree doesn't mean it's disagreeable. It's just disagreeable to me. You know, somebody else may get something very important and very powerful out of it. May I say... Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Stay namaste. Tara. Tara, come on. Okay, if Tara doesn't come on, I'm going to go on.
It looks like her video just disconnected, Shantimai, so I just invite her again.
Go on to Davy Brito, and we can talk to Tara in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's the same where Davey also needs to have their video on in order for us to spotlight them. So let's maybe...
Rose has her video on. So the people either put their video on. I don't know why they don't put their video on when they're in the middle of the satsang anyhow. What are you hiding behind? Hello, Rose. Are you there? Rose, let's go.
Hello, Shantimai. Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I'm good. I'm really touched by what's spoken. Yeah, and I realized I was limiting myself with an idea. Namely, that I wouldn't put my hand up in satsang because I'm too afraid.
Put that up. Will you stop that? Stop. Please. Mm-hmm. Knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of what?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
I'm so tired of it. When are you folks going to understand that this is a moment of gold?
Thank you. Yeah, I was ready to let go.
What are you talking about afraid? Tell me what you're talking about afraid before you begin anything else so I can understand.
I think it has a lot to do with doubting that I bring something valuable, or doubting.
Well, see, there it is. Now, mm-hmm. Now there it is. Gayatri, there it is. There it is. And it's a beautiful elaboration, what she's saying. And she's putting it out. And I appreciate that, Rose, a lot. But stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
So much evaluation over whether you're giving. And who are you to put out that I am doing something really marvelous here or nothing? And what's wrong? And how am I going to weigh this out and evaluate myself? What a bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you say, that you think you know the result before experiencing it. It's That's right it. In front of you, and I'm done. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Good, good, Rose, mm-hmm. Because you are a person who, when you say you're done with it, will be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. It's work. It's work, but I'm up for it. Yeah, I'm on it.
That's the way of life, and that's the way we learn. So go ahead. What is it that you have on your mind?
I want to thank you, appreciate you, and that it came in my life to pour my heart in prayer. And yesterday we had a singing circle with 40 people, and it was so strong to pray together and to put the intention, and I could let go of doubting whether I can bring myself in, and I brought myself in, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah,
really wonderful.
You're just such a powerful, strong, capable, in tune person. I don't understand why you go into such mental, it's almost like walking into a briar patch of blackberry thorns. What are you doing to yourself that way?
Mm-hmm.
You should be with me more often, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think I can come to India. I'm organizing them. Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's getting there.
You and I, we could straighten things out pretty easily, because you're so capable.
Thank you.
Well,
and
so,
I don't.
You're so kind. You're so capable. You're a giver. In this truest sense, you're intelligent. You're heartful, and you doubt that. Really. Really, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand why I'm yelling at the very beginning, right?
That's why I'm with you. That's why I'm with you, because that's that pierces, and that's what I want. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got all of these fine qualities, well developed. Well developed already. You see, you know what? I think that something important is for you to understand. Are you listening to the Gita?
No.
You should listen to the Gita. Are you on transmissions?
Sometimes, yeah.
You should listen to the Gita, because it really is addressing, particularly up to the fifth chapter, what you are going through. Mm-hmm. And I feel it would be so good for you. It's only, I think, I don't know, it's an hour, but you could cut it down to 15 minutes at a time, even to go on for a walk. Mm-hmm. But there's something about your identity and what you think you have to be, as opposed to who you are, and as opposed to understanding the interdependence of all things. Because I feel that what happens to you happens to people oftentimes, and it's crippling, actually.
Yeah.
Really brilliant people. This self-doubt, this self-negation. Mm-hmm. And you stand in the experience as a whole, not necessarily as a person who has to be like this or that. I pray that you get that point.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gita, I think the Gita would be very helpful for you, at least for the first five chapters.
Mm-hmm. I will listen.
Okay, chapter three through chapter five would be really good for you. It brings into focus, well, chapter six is even better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And yeah, I don't know what I would do without prayer, without you get some, when I was there in Terre de Sacha and you asked me, how do you want to live? And this comes to me in many moments that I know how I want to live, and it's good to ask myself and get straight. And
well, I want to add something to that.
Yes.
Take the word want out. How do I live? Because the word want is good sometimes, but it always puts things off.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this, so mm-hmm. therefore I don't, I am not that.
Mm-hmm.
And it, then you can, Rose, one more thing, because this is not only for you, it's for others too. Then you, when you want something to happen, which is sometimes very applicable, sometimes it's very applicable, sometimes it's not. When it's not, it is because when we want our lives to be a certain way, we have a vision of the way they have to be. And if we're not going in that way, or if life itself gives us another kick in the butt or a swimming pool, whatever it may be, we think we're off. So it's moment by moment, step by step. And take my word for it. You're a very, very marvelous being. And that must humble you, rather than having you stand up and taking identity.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would listen on the transmissions. If you're tuned into the transmissions, if you're not, we'll open them up for you from 3 to 5 to 6. Six isn't there yet, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Okay. Mm.
Thank you so much, Shantimai. Mm.
Rose, I love you.
A little bit blessing.
Namaste.
Namaste.
This also, this prayer. Thank you for this prayer. We'll write to you about things. Okay.
Yes.
Namaste. Devi, Brito, you can turn your camera on. You just had your camera on. Now you have your camera off. Why don't you just keep your camera on?
Because today I have a particularly difficult technical situation. If I showed around, you would understand, but I don't think that's needed. I am on Zoom data really bad.
I want to see who I'm talking to, so put your camera on.
Okay.
I'll give you a minute. Go ahead and do it.
No, my camera is on. No. Isn't it appearing?
No, it's not on.
For me, it's showing. I don't know what to do. It's turned on for me.
Okay. Maybe it's not your fault. So, fault. Anyhow, go ahead. What do you need? What would you like to say?
First, thanks all the words from today.
They're not just words, Devi. This is not a word salad. This is transmission. Go ahead.
Thank you for all the transmissions. I really connect with them. And I am one more, and I'm very glad that I'm going to EDS in the end of the year. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I'm one more in the line of the ones that have doubt.
Well, why are you bothering with doubt or doubtlessness? There you are. There's Divi. Yeah, why are you bothering with it? Who are you to doubt? Who are you to doubt? Doubt what?
I'm putting my whole self in the last more than a year, in trying to experience the truth as you said.
You're doing a word salad.
Okay.
First off, you can't try to do anything. Either do it or you don't. Because when you're trying, you have a view of the result. What you should be, how you should be, how you should look, how you should act. And really, it's like stopping up a river. It's like obscuring the flow of a river. You can't try. Trying doesn't work. I will show you when you come here how trying doesn't work. How do you see your spirituality? How do you see how How do you see yourself in the Dharma?
I see that what needs to happen, it's happening, but I have more energy, patience in some moments where I was in a meditation retreat, right, just some hours ago, and at some moment I was thinking on giving up, and I knew that if I put more of myself in there,
What does more of yourself in there
mean? Amazing.
Wait a minute. What does more of yourself in there mean? I can't even imagine what that means. So please help me.
It was a very demanding retreat, which was more than 10 hours meditation per day. And sometimes I was tired and I sat and I was tired and I was just thinking.
So what? You didn't fail. You sat when you were tired. You and I are going to have a really good time together. We're just going to get we're going to get you very, very relaxed in yourself. Not lazy. Not willing to give up. You can't give up. Once you've heard the Dharma, it's it's like the light of day. You cannot. Even if you find a shadow, there's still the light of day. You can do nothing about it. Once you have put your foot on this way, I love you. I can see that you're sad. Learn to be kind to yourself a little bit and understand that people already love you. You don't have to make them love you. You're already loved deeply. I do, that's for sure. And I hardly know you. And you have not failed because you're tired. It's everything is a teaching, everything. Stop maligning yourself and expecting yourself to be anything other than you are. Because when you get to the core of who you are, you won't want to be anyone else. And when you feel that you have to make people care for you, it becomes very messy. Oh, it becomes very messy because they will or they won't. And most time they won't because you're insisting that they do. And it just becomes a mess. And it's self-harming, self-hurting. You are loved. Deeply loved. If only you and I, if only you and I tell you, it's a transformative energy. You come and put yourself under my wing, and you have your own wings, and you are a capable man, and you will fly. You will fly. You know, the first words I said to my master is, I want to be exactly like you. Within the first 3 minutes that I met him, I looked him right in the eye and I said, I want to be exactly like you. He said, you will be. And I'm not exactly like him. But he showed me what was, okay, poetically, what is true in everyone, period.
I want this.
Yeah, you didn't fail. You just were tired in meditation, big deal. Geez, Prem used to come and Vipassana, they're laughing. He would make himself a big cone of a bed. He'd put his hat down and sleep through Vipassana all the time. That's what he did. He used Vipassana to sleep. We never said a word to him. We just laughed. He laughed too. Be kind to yourself. And let people love you without expectation that you're going to define yourself by their love. You're not. You're going to define yourself, if you define yourself at all, by the love that comes out of you. And then you'll stop defining because it's just undefinable. Namaste, dear Devi. Yeah. Don't take yourself so seriously. Tara, and then we're going to see satsang with Kamala.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. You're always wrapped up like
yeah, like you.
Like you.
Yeah, it's cold.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. How are you?
Yes. I'm good. I'm in this journey with my brother, and I feel like I'm sitting in a golden moment here with you.
Oh, good.
And in the big, yeah, he's producing blood cells, so it's really going upwards. And in the beginning, it was like digging for gold or for pearls. Because I had this doubt in the beginning if he can heal, whatever healing means.
But he still may not heal.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you remain in the center? I wrote to you.
Yeah.
Remain in the center. This is your opportunity. This is the opportunity that life and your brother, whether he knows it or not, is presenting to you.
Yes.
Now, he may or he may not, whatever.
Yeah. In the beginning, I understand something about the spiritual journey that some people, or maybe also I have a construct in my mind how it should be.
Drop it.
Yeah, I just want to come back to my brother because he was told this and this had to be happen, and he went through, and then he got an infection, and I was shaking, and then after a while I was talking to a friend. I could see in my interpretation. This is the opportunity to really find his own master ring of this moment.
Yeah, no, that's right. For sure. And he may remain ill. He may remain in his illness and still remain. He may pass. But do you remember what I said to you was, even out your energy. You're very good with other people's energy. You're a very good healer. So there's an old saying in the mystical, what do they call it? Occult teachings that says, physician, heal yourself. And it's physician, heal thyself, is the way it's said. So as you give really marvelous energy to others, you even your energy out because you're very good at that. You can master that and offer your brother only love and not anything what you expect or your sadness or anything in terms of ownership. If you're sad because you love him, that's one thing. But if you're sad because he may depart, he does not belong to you.
Yes, but I have a nervous character. I have to do something.
No.
Yeah.
You can say that occurs once in a while, but why do you own it as that's what you are? I have this. No, you have it sometimes. Yes. I've seen you without it.
Yes, and now I got this. Okay, I love actions. I love to work for gold, work for something. So if I love it, that's not wrong. I'm not wrong in that. That's what I discover now. That's all, because I thought only love is this, giving my, open my heart, and opening my heart is to see and not thinking that I, and this, my mind is always, I think it's a lot of judgment in my mind. But if I see with my heart,
there's nothing in your mind.
Yes.
That you don't put there. There's nothing in your mind is pure like space. It's what you choose to think. So don't you go blaming your mind for being like this or that. Yeah, no. You're never going to get away with that with me.
Okay.
Never.
Good. Yeah.
No, your mind is not full of judgment. Your ideas are full of judgment, and you entertain them.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now that you see that, Tara, wonderful. Really wonderful. Because you're willing to say, or at least take a look to see if that's actual. Not just because Shanti Mai said it, but because, again, it opens the realm of possibility for you to take a look and see that you are deciding to use the words that judge to focus your mind on that kind of a thing. And we do. And sometimes, but we really thin that out. You have to thin that out. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in these judgments. Oh, my God. Oh, it almost makes me sick, Tara. Oh.
Oh, no.
I can hardly stand it. Actually, that's what your body does when you judge other people. And you don't want to be judged, do you?
No.
Yeah. That's the trick.
Directed, but not judged. Directed, yep. I love
it. Yep, good for you. I love you, Tara. Am I going to see you soon?
I love you. Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, that's nice. That's yes. Really. Mm-hmm.
Glad. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay, are we done?
Okay, yes.
Your brother does not belong to you. Your brother's body belongs to the earth. Your brother belongs to... When he disappears, whether it's now or 100 years from now, or maybe you disappear sooner. You will find out where you belong, who you truly are. This is very important. So, love your brother and give him your best energy. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know. Best energy is. I think to say the best of anything is really silly, but given whatever good energy that you may have. love him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Hello, Kamala.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. Namaste.
It's such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
A pleasure to be with you, too. I'm always surprised people show up on Sunday, so it's amazing.
Thank you for what you are saying and the way how you are saying. I just realized today in satsang that I have no chance to cling to anything you say, but I fall into it.
Yes.
Wow, and this was such an experience for me today to realize that I fall into it. And when I fall in it, I'm falling into my heart.
Yes.
And thank you is not enough to say how grateful I am.
Thank you, it for me is a wonderful statement because it's meaningful, because the American Indians taught it to the Europeans, and because I know it's two words and it can be overused, but every time I say it, I really, really, really mean it. And yes. Now you say you fall in your heart. I say you can stand in your heart very strong.
And for me, it's so amazing. A few satsangs ago, you spoke about hope and faith. And I was checking and I said, okay, oh, she's changing hope with faith. And I was checking and feeling inside. I said, okay, how does hope feel and how does faith feel? And when I was feeling inside, I realized, oh, wow, there's no hope. How can this be? And then I was checking faith. And then I realized, wow, I'm so in faith. And then hope is not needed. Right. And I was asking, when did this happen? And I think it's because now I realized I'm falling in and the changes happen and I have nothing to do. It happens. I have only to accept to be in the heart, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You don't even have to accept, just the process will go on of its own. And eventually, see, this is a vanishing concept. I wrote about the vanishing concepts a long time ago, where you have a concept such as faith. It's a very powerful one. And we come to have the sense of what it means for us. And to me, I guess if I was to put it in words, I would say anything is possible. So that might be the definition today, but eventually I don't even have to think whether I have faith or not. You know, it has blossomed out of my being because it's always been there and I'm functioning through that. So it even drops its meaning and the word. Eventually, no need for it. Mm-hmm. But faith is active possibility, an absolute yes for potential.
Yeah. And it's also, everything is okay, no matter what. Everything is okay.
Yeah, everything is what it is, whether it's okay or not okay, it's okay. Yeah, it is what it is. I think that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because in some regions it doesn't feel okay, and some regions feels very okay. Off the earth, it's wonderful. On the earth, it's hard. But it is what it is, and I accept your, it is okay. It is what it is.
I mean, what you say, it is as it is, yes.
This is also Gayatri's mother's mantra through her life. It's a very fine mantra. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, my dear, are we done?
Yes, we are done. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed that I have the chance to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I am blessed to have the chance to be with you too.
Namaste.
Primo?
Check it.
Cheke, cheke, taya, ire, ire, ire.
Namaste, everyone. Mm.